I would say 1994 would be the talk of it. I was serving 200 meals a day on a Sunday. The deli was doing 150 meals a day.
Yeah.
That's 350 meals in two pubs. And the Bridge of Cali was still doing business, and so was the Spittle. That business is gone. So, but it's not. It's the times that have changed. It's a completely different scenario now. I mean, even I was shocked when the deli shut, because, as I say, this pub has been a pub and hasn't been a pub.
Mm-hmm.
But the deli's always been a pub. For that to close was phenomenal. There used to be 150 people. There used to have about 150 people at their Cayleys on a Sunday. Every Sunday there was a Cayley at the deli. Now, I would either get the business from people going to the Cayley for the before lunch. They'd have the lunch with me, go up to the Cayley. And the deli did high teas. But some of them would go straight to the deli, to the Cayley, and some of them would come back. And because the deli high teas were full, they would have high tea with me. So we swapped all the business between us. There was, I mean, one of our best friends to this day is the guy that had the deli. You know, we worked between us. We definitely shared our customers, you know. But there was enough customers to go around. And the Kurt Michael. Mind you, when I first came, the Kurt Michael was closed.
Yeah.
That sold for, I think it was £9,000. In 85. It was either 9 or 11. It went to one of these auctions that, you know, and it was separate from, that was when it first separated from the Strathlean, which is now those flats. Mm. That was the hotel, the Strathlean. But then there was the Strathlean, the Kurt Michael, the old Clappy, all different clientele, but all the same clientele swapping between as well. And the people from Glen Isla used to come over. And there was two pubs in Glen Isla. I mean, we were just all a load of drunks.